USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans continue to pay more at the pump. That's according to AAA, who says the national average for a regular is up to $3.16 a gallon. That's 0.3 cents higher than yesterday. The CDC announcing new guidance on Tuesday, saying everyone should mask up in schools regardless of their vaccination status. Despite the new mask guidelines, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is endorsing a return to in-person learning for this upcoming school year. She also tells CBS This Morning, we do need to be careful when it comes to the Delta variant and children.
They tend to be more asymptomatic. They tend to have fewer symptoms. But I do want to emphasize that if you compare COVID deaths to children this year compared to flu deaths in prior years, it's about twofold more.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
They're calling it the new socialism. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders like AOC and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's spending programs are already costing you trillions as inflation is soaring. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight. Find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them and demand Newsmax or you can switch. Also, find Newsmax for free on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's news they can trust.
The Senate is in session this Wednesday, and speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says that when it comes to the bipartisan infrastructure deal, the vote to proceed to debate could begin Wednesday night.
Senators continue to make good progress on both tracks of legislation. Members should be prepared to vote again on cloture on the motion to proceed to the bipartisan infrastructure bill as early as tonight.
The New York senator also telling everyone to be prepared to work weekends. The U.S. women's 3-on-3 basketball team is the first ever Olympic gold medal winner. They took down the Russian Olympic Committee 18-15 in today's final. Stephanie Dolson leading all scorers with 7 points and collecting a game-high 9 rebounds. The U.S. dropped just one game in the tournament to Japan in the final game of pool play. Earlier in the day, China took down France to win the bronze medal. This is USA Radio News.
And good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Shout out to Clinton, New Jersey. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one, the only, the amazing, the incomparable, the stupendous and fantastic Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Clap it on up. All right. We are located at 1802 Route 31 in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey. Our phone number, life-changing phone number, is 908-627-7020. Listen, I shortened the news just now because I wanted to get on air. Got a little bit to talk about today. But first of all, I want to let you know, if you are traveling or intending to travel on Route 31 in Flemington, that there is a big accident just before or after the circle, depending upon the side you're on. A lot of emergency vehicles out, so there's a lot of traffic. So give yourself extra time or plan an alternate route, okay? And I'm supposed to mention something about the weather. The weather is freaking awesome outside. The humidity is low. It's in the 80s. It's sunny. It's a beautiful friggin' day. That's what it is and everything. So thank you for joining me today. My name is Mark LaRose. I am the owner and your host today from the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. And what do we have going on before we get started there? I tell you, today has been an amazing day, an amazing day. If you've been in class today, it has been high freaking energy. We have had so much fun, and I've seen people just have a blast exercising and breaking a sweat and just having fun together. Listen, if you're watching right now live, you can post comments on here. You can ask questions. You can make comments. I have it up on my phone here. I'll be able to see you, okay? So first of all, before I even get going, because we're going to talk a little bit today about a 3-year retrospective. We've been open for 3 years now in Clinton, New Jersey. The first thing I want to mention is very special guest on next week's show. I am going to have the mayor of Clinton, Mayor Janice Kovacs, here on Max Living. We're going to talk a little bit about the town, about what she's been doing on the state level post-COVID with the recovery efforts and such. And we're going to sneak in a little